Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The federal government of Somalia has achieved significant progress in its push toward a stable, safe, and prosperous country, according to the United Nations. On the economic front, the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank approved in December Somalia's completion point under the Enhanced Heavily Indebted Poor Countries Initiative. That means Somalia reduced its external public debt from $5.3 billion at the end of 2018 to $600 million by the end of last year. The completion point was achieved through the implementation of a series of reforms during the past several years, and Somalia can now access new external financing to help accelerate economic growth, improve social conditions, and raise its people out of poverty. Somalia was also admitted into the East African Community, a regional and intergovernmental organization, and the country advanced its constitutional reforms agenda. The United States congratulates Somalia on its recent economic progress, including admission into the East African Community and on attaining the Heavily Indebted Poor Countries Initiative completion point, said Robert Wood, alternate U.S. Representative for Special Political Affairs at the United Nations.
We are hopeful these developments will facilitate more rapid economic growth and opportunity for the people of Somalia. On the political front, we note the Somali Parliament recently endorsed procedural guidelines to move forward on a constitutional review process. We strongly support a transparent and inclusive process that will lead to consensus-based reforms.
However, the United States is concerned about a recent memorandum of understanding between Ethiopia and the breakaway and internationally unrecognized state of Somaliland that would give landlocked Ethiopia access to the Gulf of Aden. In exchange, Ethiopia would recognize Somaliland as an independent state. The United States is concerned about potentially destabilizing implications of the MOU without the consent of the federal government of Somalia, said Ambassador Wood.
The United States joins the AU and other international partners in reiterating our support for the sovereignty and territorial integrity of Somalia and urging diplomatic dialogue to de-escalate tensions. It is vital that this issue does not distract from critical state-building challenges that remain in Somalia.
The United States commends Somalia on its successes in its fight against the Al-Shabaab terrorist group. The United States is committed to pursuing the designation of individuals and entities in the Al-Shabaab Sanctions Committee, said Ambassador Wood, and we urge member states to join us in this process.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.